And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Today is a great day to tell your sibling how much you love them. Siblings Day, which is today, April 10th, a holiday that celebrates the special relationship between siblings. Even though this holiday isn't officially recognized in the U.S., it is celebrated around the world. In America alone, almost 80% of children have at least one sibling. Joey?
I do have one brother.
Just the brother?
Yep.
I got an older sister, three little brothers.
You gotta buy a lot of sibling day cards.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll do that, totally.
Oh no, I know I'm gonna do that as well.
Jake Junis took a no-hitter into the seventh as the Royals shut out the Mariners 10-0 in Kansas City. Mike Moustakas went 3-for-5 with a home run for the Royals. They led 9-0 after four. Kansas City now 3-5 on the year. Royals and Mariners play again tonight at the K. An attempted humor is landing Green Bay Packers wide receiver Trevor Davis in some trouble. TMZ Sports first reported that Davis was arrested at Los Angeles International Airport after joking and asking his traveling companion if she, quote, remembered to pack the explosives. The 24-year-old was taken into custody and released from jail after posting a $15,000 bond. In a statement, team officials said they are aware of the matter and are in the process of gathering more information.
Just not a smart read.
And Canadian police have a reminder, losing all your money at the casino isn't a valid reason to call 911. That's what one woman did Saturday morning after she found herself broke and without a way to get home from an Ontario casino. Despite the non-emergency nature of her call, the police did tell her to stay where she was until they could figure out how to help. Turns out their help wasn't needed. The woman soon called back, told the dispatcher that a helpful stranger had given her $20, and she was on her way.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
10% of cars in the U.S. have this in common. What is it? Your guess is at 576-7102.
All right, well, starting Lathrop, here is Tina. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you think the cars have in common?
I'll say check engine light.
Check engine light is on. That is it.
Yep. Oh, yeah?
One in 10 cars. 10%. Yeah. How's your car doing?
The light's not on.
That's good.
I'm good.
That's right. Mine is also not currently on, which is
good.
Yeah. You, Brian? Because I know yours was on for a long time.
Oil change light is on.
Oh, yes. Mine is also.
Got to do that. Yeah.
All right. You got it. We're going to send you out to Pig and Swig, which is coming up April 21st. Barbecue, bourbon, bacon. It's all happening on Grand Boulevard on the 21st. We've got tickets for you.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank Welcome. You, Tina. Thanks for listening early this morning. Yeah, when the check engine light comes on, it's just time to get a new car. Came on, sell it. That's it. Get rid of it.
That's right. Time to paint the house? No. Time to sell it.
Just sell it.
Sell it.
So I ruined the bathroom at the old house?
That's
well,
right.
You can't paint it. Just sell the dang thing.
Done.
Find a new place to live. There
Moving
we go.
Along.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
There are a ton of birthdays today. I pulled up Facebook. I have 18 friends with birthdays today.
18 friends.
18. Well, let's start with that I have 18 friends, but no, Facebook friends.
Fake news.
Also celebrating birthdays today in the celebrity world, action film star Steven Seagal is 66. One of our very favorites from This Is Us, singer and actress Mandy Moore is 34. And from The Sixth Sense and Pay It Forward, actor Haley Joel Osment is 30.
Wow.
Does that make you feel old?
30?
I see dead people.
Wait, so... Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like when I saw that movie, I was an adult.
Yeah.
And he was a little kid.
He
you're
was like,
telling me.
In my head, he was probably 5. But probably not.
So if he's 30. So if he was 5, that means I was 13?
I don't know. He could have been 13 at the time. I don't know with child actors.
That doesn't make sense at all.
Haley Joel, see how old he was when The Sixth Sense came out. Thank you.
That doesn't make sense. I don't think that movie's that old.
It doesn't feel that old, but we are old, is what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And it's
I don't
probably
think it
older.
It came out when I was 13, though.
But no, probably not. But I think.
Yeah, Joe?
The Sixth Sense came out in 1999, so we had to be about 9 or 10 when they were filming.
There you go.
So if he was 10, then I was 18.
Yeah.
I was technically an adult. I was not yet in mentally at all.
Still aiming for that. The Goo Goo Dolls are set to embark on a 20th anniversary tour in celebration of their album, Dizzy Up the Girl. The band's going to be performing their multi-platinum album in its entirety at every show, plus a set of surprises and their biggest hits. That tour does include a stop here in Kansas City, October 28th at the Uptown Theater. Tickets go on sale to the general public this Friday, April 13th.
Cool.
Guitarist Lindsey Buckingham is parting ways with Fleetwood Mac. A statement from the band says Buckingham won't be joining the band and wishes him the best. I have read that there was some sort of disagreement over the band's upcoming tour, and that's what led the band to choose to go on the road without its longtime lead guitarist. Mike Campbell from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers is going to join the group, and so is Neil Finn from Crowded House.
If I have to see the joke about Go Your Own Way one more time.
Did they just pull him in and start playing that?
Everybody on Facebook thought they were such a jokester.
Yep.
I'm going to write Go Your Own Way.
I just wanted to listen to Tusk. I listened to Fleetwood Mac all day after I read that news
yesterday.
You know
what? I'm going to put a new joke out there into the world. I'm going to tell that they sent him on the holiday road.
Nice.
Yeah, suck it.
You start that new internet meme.
Thank you.
You go viral.
You're on a permanent vacation, Lindsey Buckingham.
I love this song.
I do too. I played this in the 80s weekend.
My family is road tripping to the Grand Canyon in about 6 weeks.
You have to play that.
I will play this ad nauseum.
And then it's around the Grand Canyon that he was like, oh no, we're doing this. We'll be whistling zippity-doo-dah out of our...
And that is where I'll be by that point, because we are stopping in Oklahoma City, Albuquerque, the Grand Canyon. We are making this a full-on, full-fledged family road trip, so I'm going to go insane.
Let me ask you, do you have an Aunt Edna? She
no.
should be very careful.
But I may or may not have named my children Bethany and Grace after Christmas vacation. Also in entertainment news this morning, a former Cosby Show actress is charged with disorderly conduct for going topless and charging at Bill Cosby as he tried to enter a Philadelphia area courthouse for his second sexual assault trial. Video shows cops intercepting and taking 38-year-old Nicole Rochelle into custody. Rochelle appeared on several episodes of The Cosby Show. Witnesses say she had Women's Lives Matter written in red ink on her breasts and stomach. Cosby seemed surprised and shaken up, but he was not harmed and entered the building when the scene was cleared.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Today is Equal Pay Day. It marks how far into this year women typically have to work to make the same amount men made in 2017. The American Association of University Women reports women working full-time make just 80% of what men do for the same jobs on average. The group estimates that at the rate things are going, equal pay won't happen for more than 100 years. Mm. It's not just you. Airports really are getting busier. Close to 104 million passengers have passed through Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport last year, making it the world's busiest passenger airport for another year. That's according to preliminary 2017 travel data released yesterday by Airports Council International. I don't think I've ever been through Atlanta Airport.
Oh, then you're lucky.
I've driven
that
there.
That place is a zoo.
Is that right?
And try doing it with remote gear that's in a box and looks like what that Packers guy said he had.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's never helpful.
You've
right?
got wires and just random boxes.
When you travel with radio gear, folks, they send that thing through the X-ray machine and they're like, why don't you step over here, sir?
Oh, it makes Kansas City look easy, I'm telling you.
It looks real funny on the X-ray machine.
Men are more likely to think they're smarter than their classmates, while women of similar intelligence see themselves as less so. This is according to a new study. Authors conducted a survey of about 200 students in an upper-level physiology class, asking them to compare their intelligence to the rest of the class and to the student in class they worked with most closely. On average, men were significantly more likely than women to believe they were smarter than their classmates.
Totally.
And a pack of monkeys in New Zealand isn't allowing any thief to take them out of their home at the Wellington Zoo. Zoo officials say an apparent attempt to steal squirrel monkeys failed when the primates fought back. Somebody reportedly used box cutters to cut into the zoo enclosure. Several of the 12 monkeys living inside the enclosure had minor injuries on them, leading zoo officials to believe they fought off the thieves. Police are investigating the break-in. What are you doing? What? No! Those things could, I assume, could kill you. I just assume any animal could kill me. Anything.
Yeah, I don't know why people are so excited to steal snakes and stuff.
No.
They try to stuff them down their pants all the time.
I just saw that another one of those online. A guy that broke into a, well, that didn't have to break into the pet store, but went in and then stuffed the snake down his pants. No, this is a terrible idea. You deserve whatever you get if you're stuffing animals.
Or they think
your pants.
It's appealing to try to steal all the seafood, put lobster down their pants and stuff. I mean, who's buying that? They're like, oh, I got it out. It was down my pants. Well, okay, no thanks.
How's your breakfast? That's your 10 items or less.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
KC-1021 of The Show for Tuesday morning, the 10th of April. Today, a special day.
Siblings Day. Did you do anything for your brother?
No.
No.
No, I heard you saying the 10 items. It's not an official U.S. holiday.
It's not official, but somebody started it and made it Siblings Day.
So I'm off the hook then for even a card, you're saying?
Yeah. You don't have to. I mean, maybe give a Facebook shout out.
That's I feel
like that's appropriate.
Yeah, I could do that.
But I was reading this other story yesterday that I saw that new research suggests that while most parents won't openly admit to it, most really have a favorite child. Oh, the controversial question, who's your favorite kid? According to a survey of 1,000 mothers carried out by some online forums, as many as half prefer their youngest child. A quarter cited their firstborn as their favorite.
So, but the majority was the youngest?
The
is
youngest.
That right? Really?
The baby. Ah. And that's totally how it is in my family. My little brother.
Really?
Oh, he is. They do everything for him. The little brother, he's a grown man.
Yep.
Owns his own home. Works full time and has for a very long time. Will still take his laundry home and they will do it for him. Oh, he's busy, but he's so busy. He worked a lot of overtime.
Yeah.
Come on.
I have a feeling that my parents would do that for either one of us.
Oh, no.
I used to drive to Lawrence and pick up my laundry from KU and do it, so.
And see, you're lucky. You got the single child, so obviously all the love goes to Addie.
Right. No, the dog.
Yeah.
My favorite's the dog. All right, let's make this the Snapchat. 816-576-7102. Call or text the same number, but this can go different ways. Number one, if you're a parent, which one is your favorite?
Yeah, are you willing to admit that you have a favorite?
Or if you were the favorite, or if you weren't the favorite, I'd really like to hear from you as well.
Yep, text or call. Yeah, maybe texting is easier so you can stay anonymous. I get that.
Yeah, we'll keep you anonymous on the phone, too.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is Siblings Day, and also there's a new survey out of 1,000 mothers that say as many as half prefer their youngest child. The baby is the favorite. A quarter of them said their oldest was the favorite. The text line seems to disagree. We've had people saying, that's flawed. From the text line, my favorite child is whichever one doesn't wake me up by screaming, good morning, an inch from my face at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. Yes.
Right.
That is my favorite as well. Also from the text line, I'm the only male of 7 kids. I'm not the favorite, but I am their favorite son.
It's a good way to look at it. Yeah. We've asked you today in the calls and texts to, if you're a parent, do you have a favorite? If you were the favorite, would love to hear from you about what you got over your siblings. And if you weren't the favorite, I really want to hear from you. And just the dripping envy in your voice. Let's go to Kelly, who's on the phone for Miriam. And Kelly, where did you fall in all this, Kelly?
Well, I'm the oldest of 3, and the youngest is very spoiled.
Yes.
Okay.
Always.
Yeah, she's very spoiled. It's bad.
And what's the
she's very spoiled rotten.
What is the age separation? How many years between all of you?
Let's see. There is 10 years between me and my brother, who is the middle. And then between him and my sister, there is 8 years.
So 18 between
18.
You and the baby.
Yes.
Absolutely going to be spoiled.
My mom did everything for her. Even when she was a grown adult with kids, she would do stuff for her and nothing for me. But
so,
let's just say now, we don't speak. We haven't spoken in like 6 years.
Oh, so that's how bad it is. Okay.
Big family fight.
Wow, look at the favoritism hitting hard.
It gets my blood boiling.
And I'm sure you made your parents know. I mean, of course, they know that's why you don't talk, right? You've made this known to them?
Oh, yeah, I told her that, and she didn't even care. That's how much she favored her so much that it didn't matter what I would say. We didn't have a good relationship, I think, because of that.
And now do you have kids?
I do. I have just one.
Just one. Okay, I was going to say, I wondered how that worked then with you.
Yep, just one, and he's spoiled rotten.
Yep.
Just give it all to one of the kids. All right, there you go. All right, well, Kelly, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks. You right. too.
Thank you much. Will do.
Well, that goes in line with this research saying as many as half prefer the youngest child.
Right. Right.
It's always
let's
the baby.
See here. Let's go to Blue Springs where Zach is the old one. Second, waiting for that to get released. Where Zach is the oldest here, right? Zach, are you the favorite then?
Yeah, I would say I'm the favorite, obviously, but I think that's the oldest sibling sort of mentality, you know.
And how many are in the family then?
There are three of us. So it's me, my brother's the middle, and then my sister's the youngest. She was always favored. You know, I'm going to sort of echo what I've been hearing on the radio so far. Me and my brother actually went around the house when we were younger and counted up pictures in the house. Which ones we were in and which one she was in. And she was in way more. It was like two-thirds of the pictures in the house were of just her. So
I love that you actually took the time to count who was in the most pictures on the wall.
Yeah, we had a lot of time, obviously, but yeah, it was pretty funny.
Well, she's the only girl. She's got to get a little bit more attention.
I'd
hazard
the guess she's better looking than you are. So that was, they're like, we're going to put her up on the wall.
Well, again, I'm probably going to, you know, claim that one as well. But
that's great. Now, do you have your own kids?
I do. Yeah, I have two of them.
You want to admit? Come on. Who's the favorite? Older? Younger?
No, I was actually the one that texted in about the not screaming an inch from my face.
Yes.
On Saturday morning. So.
No, there you go. Right.
Yep. That's a good award. Mm-hmm. Don't wake me up on Saturday and you win.
No.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Yes. Thanks. Have a good day, Zach. Thank you much. Joey, you've told your mom that you are the favorite?
Yes, and she just sent me a text back that she doesn't have a favorite.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I'm the one who's just very sweet.
From the text line, I am the youngest of 11 kids, and I would hit my brothers and run and hide behind my dad, and they would get in trouble for trying to hit me.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
Work the system.
Fantastic. All right, let's exercise that phone in another way, shall we? We've got Billy Joel in Chicago and in KC.
You want to see him at Wrigley Field and at Kauffman Stadium? Be caller 12 right now.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Listen to you to see Billy Joel here and there. It's in Kansas City and in Chicago at Wrigley Field.
Both of those September shows, you will actually head out to Wrigley first. He'll be there September 7th, and then he'll be at the K September 21st.
Wrigley got snowed out.
Yes, they did.
On opening day yesterday.
Cubs opener.
weather's crazy.
And then I read, because the White Sox had a game as well, so then I read everybody just went over to the White Sox game.
Oh, is that right?
Because they were like, we want some baseball. We already took the day off. Let's just go across
let's
the
go
city.
Go do that. Huh. All right, let's go to Blue Springs, where Andy stayed by. Andy, you are caller 12, my friend.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, instant finalist for that trip to Chicago and to see Billy here in KC.
Oh, there's three things I love: Chicago, Billy Joel, and then KC.
What do you love about Chicago? What are your favorite things there?
The pizza.
Yes.
There you go.
The deep dish.
Giordano's.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, we waited in two hours once just to get that pizza.
Yes, absolutely worth it.
Wow.
Well, congratulations. You are in the running. Billy Joel here and there. We will let you know if you're the winner in just a few weeks.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you guys very much.
You bet. Hold on for 1 second. Joey's got the info. Maybe we should throw a pizza in there, too.
Now I want some Giordano's. That sounds good. Joey just gave me that look like, oh, yeah. You've lit the fire.
Right.
Let's get it.
I am waiting for my mom to go back to Chicago so she can pick up some Lou Malnati's for me.
Yeah, you can bring back frozen ones. We do that every time we go to visit the in-laws.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I listen to the radio to get new music.
It's brand new.
Brand new music.
Oh, that's
Ocean Park
means.
Standoff. Good news.
On KC 102.1.
Whoops, that wasn't what I thought it was.
I do love this song, though.
I thought it was a setup for our All the Feels segment, folks.
I found this story this morning, and I was like, no, I'm not going to cry at work in front of everyone, but I could have very
wouldn't
easily.
Wouldn't be the first time.
I think it's so sweet. This is out of Salt Lake City, Utah. Each morning, 11-year-old Isabella Pieri gets ready on her own. Her dad leaves for work early. Her mom passed away after years of battling a rare illness. Over the years, her dad's taught her to take care of herself, but there's one area that dads have trouble with, and that is little girl's hair. Of course he can't do her.
Oh, ain't that the truth, yeah.
Yes, he can't do her hair. He said, I originally just gave her a crew cut because I didn't know how to do it, and it was tangled and I couldn't do anything.
Poor kid.
But then sweet Isabella one day saw her bus driver doing another girl's hair, braiding it, and she says she got up the courage to ask the bus driver to do her hair,
And every day since then, this sweet, sweet bus driver has done this little girl Isabella's hair for her.
Aww.
She said she had a special connection with the kids since she was diagnosed with breast cancer 7 years ago. And this little girl, Isabella, said, "It makes me feel like she's a mom pretty much to me, and it makes me excited for the next day." I love this little girl and this bus driver and the pictures of her braiding her hair.
It's fantastic.
I'm not crying. Do you see this? I'm not crying, Shaylee.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a little dusty in here? I don't know.
What do you got, Brian?
I was going through, and Jen's like, "Oh, let's find something for the All the Feels segment." And Shaylee had sent me this dog video last week, and I'm like, "No, I still haven't been able to watch the whole thing." And then yesterday, you guys need to go to, like, I found it at the Huffington Post, but you'd go out and find the story titled "An Open Letter to My Dogs, to My Shelter Pet's First Owner."
Yes.
Did you read that yesterday? Okay, just read. And I can't even begin to read from it because it's just that.
Mm-mm.
So my story is about a 7-year-old girl who became the youngest to ever climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
Oh, yes.
And she, her name is Montana Kenny. She's 7 years old. She had this goal to climb Mount Kilimanjaro because she is going to be the youngest person to do so. As she was leaving, some audio here, she addresses the camera here.
"Today's March 14th, 2018, and I'm going to do the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro all the way up there."
And she has a special reason why she wants to do it, by the way.
"She knows that she has an angel looking after her, and he lives in heaven. And she associates the clouds above, being above the clouds is where heaven is. And she knew that this mountain was above the clouds, so she associated she was going to be closer to her dad in heaven."
Oh, for the love. Why would you do that to me?
Yep.
There it is.
So to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, the biggest mountain, to be close to heaven to her dad, who passed away when she was 4. And so now, did she make it? She absolutely did.
"I'm so proud of you, and I'm so happy to be the one to get you, who gets you here."
That is her guide, her trail guide, congratulating her when she reached the peak, the youngest person to reach the top of Mount Kilimanjaro.
7 years old?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
I'm thinking about all the sitting around on the couch I've done this week when she's out climbing a mountain to be close to dad.
And this will lead into a new segment. How long will it take for Jen to cry?
Well, it was about 15
3 seconds.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All the feels. All the feels for Tuesday morning.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Today, a great day to tell your sibling how much you love them. Siblings Day is today, a holiday that celebrates the special relationship between siblings. Even though this holiday is not officially recognized in the U.S., it is celebrated around the world. In America alone, almost 80% of children have at least one sibling. Jake Junis took a no-hitter into the 7th as the Royals shut out the Mariners 10-0 in Kansas City. Mike Moustakas went 3-for-5 with a home run for the Royals. They led 9-0 after 4. KC now 3-5 on the year. Royals and Mariners play again tonight at the K. An attempt at humor is landing Green Bay Packers wide receiver Trevor Davis in some trouble. TMZ Sports first reported that Davis was arrested at Los Angeles International Airport after joking and asking his traveling companion if she, quote, remembered to pack the explosives. The 24-year-old, taken into custody and released from jail after posting a $15,000 bond. In a statement, team officials said they are aware of the matter and are in the process of gathering more information.
"I've got a plane full of people saying you threatened that stewardess."
"I was not threatening her. I was just trying to get my bag into the overhead storage thing."
"You were acting like a maniac, and you threatened her with a bomb."
"No, I said I didn't have a bomb."
"You said bomb."
"I said it's not like I have a bomb."
"You said bomb on an airplane."
"What's wrong with saying bomb on an airplane?"
"You can't say bomb on an airplane."
"Bomb, bomb, bomb. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Bomb, 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 bomb."
Canadian police.
Don't joke about that.
Another reminder coming from authorities. Losing all your money at the casino is not a valid reason to call 911.
Oh.
That's what one woman did Saturday morning after she found herself broke and without a way to get home from an Ontario casino. Despite the non-emergency nature of her call, the police did tell her to stay where she was until they could figure out how to help. Turns out their help wasn't needed. The woman soon called back, told the dispatcher that a helpful stranger had given her $20, and she was on her way.
Only in Canada, eh?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's time to play Think and Sync, 821 at The Show, KC1021.
Phone lines are all loaded up. If we get one right, line one wins. If we get two right, line two wins. So on and so forth. Got a gift card up for the well, up for grabs this morning.
We're trying to match answers. It's as simple as that. Shaylee and Joey, we will start with you. Think in sync. Ready?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
An easy high school class. In three, two, one.
Jim.
Perfect. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
One.
How about an easy high school class mate? Go.
Wow. You just went there.
Well, go to the Facebook page.
Jamie.
And...
Oh, okay. I'm just kidding.
Joey and Truda, fill in the blank. Liquid blank. In three, two, one.
Nitrogen.
Oh, man.
Detergent. And what'd you say? Nitrogen?
Nitrogen.
I would have said Drano myself.
Watching too many James Bond films.
All right, Truda and Shaylee.
Oh, boy.
Name a scary movie in three, two, one.
Scream.
Oh, my God! Out of 5 trillion horror films, you just picked Scream?
Because that's what I do when I watch scary movies. I don't like them.
Look at that.
I almost actually said scary movie.
Perfect. Yeah. All right, we 2.
That's amazing.
This is good for us.
Especially with that one.
All right, one more. Shaylee and Joey. Name a state that has a city called Springfield. In 3, 2, 1.
Missouri.
Illinois.
Oh, dang it. Both correct.
I thought you were going to go Illinois.
I thought you were going to go Missouri.
Yep. Actually, 35 states have a Springfield. Kansas, one of the only ones that doesn't. Interesting, but we got 2, which means line 2, you get the gift card. Congratulations.
All right, Pat, it's going to you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Pat, were you playing along? Did you match up with any of those answers?
Yes, I had all. Actually, I did the nitrogen.
Yeah, see? I don't know why nitrogen comes to mind. I'm like, okay, makes sense.
The random things. Well, congrats. Hang on the line. We'll get all your info and get you hooked up with that card, okay?
Great, thanks.
Addie's in season 5 of The Simpsons so far, speaking of Springfield.
I should go back and re-binge watch The Simpsons.
It's so good now. That I get all the jokes as an adult.
Right.
You've just now got them.
Or at least most of them, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I'm really proud that she's there, but I'm like, I'm worried what she's going to do, like, as you get later and the quality's not as good.
Mm.
Yeah.
The disappointment sets
in. Yeah, she's 8. She won't notice.
Then you move her on to Family Guy. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we've already been there.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Seems like a very popular birthday time. I've seen a ton of birthdays this week. Today, celebrating birthdays, action film star Steven Seagal is 66. From This Is Us, singer and actress Mandy Moore is 34. And from The Sixth Sense and Pay It Forward, actor Haley Joel Osment is 30. If you needed to feel old today.
That's weird.
I see dead
what
people.
What was 9 months ago?
What? Yeah, do the math.
Why is today a popular day?
I don't know. Would it have been just
July 4th-ish?
No, that's too... Is that too far back?
Yeah, I think so.
4 plus...
Joey, you're the brains of this operation, are you?
There's 3 of us. We can't do this.
I was thinking July 4th, too.
Thank you.
Maybe 7-Eleven Day?
I think that's
those Slurpees,
far
man.
Fourth to... Because
well,
this is
the
fourth month. So what's the...
Yeah.
You can go 5 back. December, November, October,
you guys.
October, September, August.
Wait, my birthday.
So
August 2nd.
In August. Why are people, you know, making babies?
It's hot.
Kids are going back to school.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Speaking of babies, late-night comedian Seth Meyers thanked his audience for indulging him last night as he told the story about how his wife Alexi gave birth to their second child in the lobby of their apartment building.
Oh, my.
Oh. He said, I called 911, and over the course of a minute conversation, I basically said, we're about to have a baby. We're having a baby. We had a baby. He said, we basically got to the steps of our building. We were in the lobby. We're walking down the steps, and my wife says, I can't get in the car. I'm having this baby right now. The baby is coming. She went, lied down in our lobby. We sort of created a semicircle around her. We undressed her, and the baby was just out. So welcome to baby Axel. Congratulations.
And how many women would love to have that story?
Oh, man.
Suddenly
maybe
there's just the baby.
Maybe not in a lobby, but yeah, the baby's just there that fast. That'd be nice. Goo Goo Dolls are set to embark on a 20th anniversary tour in celebration of their album, Dizzy Up the Girl. The band's going to be performing that multi-platinum album in its entirety at every show, plus a set of surprises and their biggest hits. That tour does include a stop in Kansas City, October 28th at the Uptown Theater. Tickets go on sale to the general public this Friday, April 13th.
I love the Goo Goo Dolls. Johnny Resnick, he's a good dude, too. I've talked to him a couple times.
This guy you're not going to see, guitarist Lindsey Buckingham, parted ways with Fleetwood Mac. A statement from the band says Buckingham won't be joining the band and wishes him the best. Oh, the old quote, we wish him the best. I have read, obviously, that there was a disagreement over the band's upcoming tour, and that's what led for the band to choose to go on the road without their longtime lead guitarist. Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers is going to join the group, along with Neil Finn of Crowded House.
If they go on that holiday road without him. The Trudas. Puns were flying fast and furious yesterday.
Trudas trying to switch it up, because yesterday everybody was saying, oh, did he go his own way? So Truda just made up his own.
Right.
There you go.
We'll do some others. How about Lindsey Buckingham's going to be a gypsy now that he's not in Fleetwood Mac?
Oh, that's awful. Really?
Stick to your day job, dude.
This is his day job, sadly. This is what he gets paid to do.
He can go shop for Tusk now.
Wow. Stop. Anybody? Love. Can anyone text in anything better? 816-576-7102.
He was caught telling little lies to the rest of them. You know where Lindsey Buckingham will be? Everywhere, but with Fleetwood Mac. Oh, yes.
He can't be stopped. Shaylee doesn't know any of these songs, so you could say whatever you want, and she would think it was a song reference.
I heard a couple of these. They were on a crossroads together.
They voted him out in a landslide.
Oh, I like that. I like that one.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Lindsay, there's the door. Don't stop.
From the text line, Lindsay broke the chain and is never going back again. Bonus usage for using not only two songs, but one of my favorites, Never Going Back Again, the greatest Fleetwood Mac song of all time.
Kudos to you, text line.
Thank you.
Good job.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? They're not coming here anyway. What do we care if he's not in the band? They didn't have a Kansas City stop.
That's what I say.
Yet.
I don't know what any of this means.
Oh, now they're going to announce it, and we're not going to have Lindsay, and then nobody's going to go anyway?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Is that what you're saying?
I've been hearing things.
Ah, for the love.
You know, I've got sources.
How are you hearing things?
I've got sources around. I've heard things before.
He's got people. He's got a guy.
I've heard some stuff. Heard some stuff about you. Oh. No, I don't know.
That's probably true.
You could see that on Facebook.
Aw.
Jackie Lucky on her way in next. I love you.
Or Snapchat or whatever it is. The Gram, Snapface, whatever.
The Twitter machine. I don't know what you're on. Jackie Lucky coming in. She's got your next chance to become a finalist for Billy Joel Here and There. You'll see him at the K. You'll also see him in Chicago at Wrigley Field.
Well, as you know, I'm not on Snapface and all that, so I don't really get those.
Sometime between 1 and 2 this afternoon, your next shot at becoming a finalist for Billy Joel. Yeah. Hi.
Okay.
All right.
That's it. Secondhand news. That's how Lindsey Buckingham heard.
Wow.
Now I'm just looking up.
That was a reach.
Yep.
That was, you were working
all
hard.
Right. We'll see you tomorrow. You guys have a good day.
This show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.